The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded. The following program is brought to you by Bridgeway Community Church.
Today is an encore presentation of Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. We're not taking your calls today, but thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show.
It's Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. So glad you're hanging with me. It's Wisdom Wednesday, and we're going to talk about a different N-word today. Hold on. Come on. Let's go.
Live from our nation's capital, welcome to Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. An expert on race, religion, and relationships, Dr. Anderson wants to talk to you. Our phone lines are now open. 888-432-7434. And now, please welcome Dr. David Anderson, your bridge-building voice in the nation's capital.
That's me, your bridge-building voice right here in the nation's capital. So glad I get to hang with you today, and you get to hang with me for the next hour. It's the first hour of Rush Hour out of the nation's capital on WAVA 105.1 FM. The studios are out of Arlington, Virginia, covering all of Northern Virginia, Maryland, Washington, D.C., parts of West Virginia, and Pennsylvania as well. Of course, on the internet all over the world on WAVA.com. And of course, on my Facebook page and my YouTube page, I'm waving at you right now. Thanks a lot for tuning in. If you want to call me today, my phone number is 888-432-7434. That's 888-432-7434. Or just remember the word bridge, 888-43-BRIDGE. If you're new to the show, let me tell you how we roll. First of all, we've got Marriage Mondays, Tough Topic Tuesdays, Wisdom Wednesdays, Theological Thursdays, and Open Phone In Friday. Anything you want to talk to me about on Fridays is fair game. We have a special edition for you every Saturday. And, of course, church on Sunday for those who are in the area of Columbia, Maryland, or Owens Mills, Reisterstown, Maryland. You're welcome to join us in person at 9:45 a.m. in Columbia, 11:30 a.m. in Owens Mills. Of course, anytime online, we have at 8, 10, and 12 and on-demand service every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Just go to bridgeway.cc. That's the church where I pastor, bridgeway.cc. The wisdom of saying no. It's Wisdom Wednesday, and that's what we're going to talk about today. My question for you is this. Do you have a hard time saying no to people? Now, what's funny is there's some people who are saying right now, no, I don't have a hard time at all. Then you're probably not the one that I'm talking to today. It's those of you who actually you have a hard time saying no. So then how can you create and maintain boundaries? It doesn't make you a bad person because you say no. Although you may want to get to yes and you may want to do things, boundaries helps you realize that you can't do everything and please everybody. Well, let me know if that is an area that you struggle with, or maybe you know someone who is that way and you want to help them out, or you're trying to figure out how to help them say no because it's so devastatingly hard. All right. And so that's today's topic. If you have a problem saying no or know someone who does, give me a call. My phone number is 888-432-7434. I'm going to bow for a word of prayer as I always do. My lines are now open. Give me a call. Ask me any question about today's topic or give me an answer to the ones that I've placed before you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are a God that helps us with boundaries and also helps us to live out the yes and the amen that you provide for us in you. And Lord, we just pray for wisdom because it is Wisdom Wednesday. And we ask you to help us with this in Jesus' name. Amen. and amen. Now, there are a couple other ways you can get a hold of me. You can always go to andersonspeaks.com. That's andersonspeaks.com. There you can find all kind of resources, and hopefully it'll be a blessing to you. You can also learn more about me and my ministry. Also, you can go to embracegracism.com. That's gracism. Racism with a G in front of it turns it into something of a positive solution. Gracism. Now, what about this saying no business? Why is it hard for some people to say no? And do you realize that if you say yes to everything, you're actually saying no to other things? It's just that you're not actively saying no, but you're passively saying no every time you say yes. So if you try to say yes to everything, then you're going to be saying no to something anyway, whether it's no sleep, no eating right, no self-mental time where you get a break. But if you always say yes, it doesn't mean you're never saying no. It simply means that you're saying no probably more to yourself, but you're always saying no to something. The question is your active no, not your passive no. Your passive no comes from all of your active yeses. But if you start to say, you know what, I'm going to put in some active no's so I can have some yeses in my life that are going to be better for me, then, well, that's what happens. If you say no to one thing, you might be saying yes to working out because you have time to do it, right? And so I want to hear from you. My number is 888-432-7434. Do you have a hard time saying no to people? And if so, why? And is it hard for you to not say yes because you don't want to hurt other people's feelings? Now, again, those of you who don't have this problem, you're probably laughing in your car right now. You're like, nope, I don't have a problem with that. My priorities are straight. I don't get it. I don't understand people who can't just say no and say what they want, why they're always trying to say yes and please everybody. I don't get it. Well, you don't get it because you're not wired that way. And so for you, it seems to be very easy because why? You don't really care what people think about you in this regard. You care what they think about you, but not in this regard. If you have a choice put in front of you and it's something you don't want to do, guess what you're going to do? You're not going to do it. But there's somebody else who has a different personality type. You put something in front of them and they kind of don't want to do it, but they're going to do it anyway. Why? Well, because everybody else wants to do it. Or because somebody else desires to have their time, they're going to be like, yeah, I'll go. But inside they're saying, I really don't want to go. I really don't want to go. But they cannot help themselves. So they go. I really don't want to go to happy hour. I really don't want to go to lunch. I really don't want to go into this meeting. I really don't want to go for a walk. I really don't want to. Yeah, the list goes on. But guess what? They do it anyway. They're like, but I'm going to do it. Yeah, I'll go. What is that about? Does anybody struggle with this? My phone number is 888-432-7434. Doing things you don't want to do because, well, you don't want to say no to others. So you say no to yourself, unless you have a good reason. Now, I'm traveling, so I can't go. Okay, you feel good about that. I wish I could, but I can't. But could you ever say, I don't want to? I don't have a reason besides I don't want to. I'm not traveling. I'm not busy. I just don't like it. I just don't want to. Well, listen, let's talk about this because there is wisdom to saying no. There's wisdom to creating boundaries. And so we're going to talk about that. What is a boundary? And why is it important to set them? And what are some of the benefits of them as well? So let's talk about this. It's Wisdom Wednesday. Let's ask God for wisdom. And if you're dealing with a particular decision right now, and you want to say no, but you don't know how to say it, well, give me a call. Let's talk it through, walk it through, pray it through. This is Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson.
Have you ever listened to Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson and wondered how we come up with heartfelt discussions on Marriage Mondays or engaging topics on Tough Topic Tuesdays? Well, our listeners are our inspiration. We would love to keep hearing from you. So if you have an idea for the show, let us know, because comprehension begins with conversation. Send us your ideas by sending an email to info@andersonspeaks.com and join the conversation on Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson.
Does your church have legal challenges? McCullum & Associates has experience with pastor-church relations, administration and organizational issues, church liability and risk management, and real estate matters. This firm understands the legal aspects of the problems, as well as the spiritual implications of those same problems inside and outside the court. Call McCullum & Associates today at 301-864-6070. That's 301-864-6070.
Welcome back to Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. For more information about this program or for resources from Dr. Anderson, please visit andersonspeaks.com. To watch on Facebook Live or to view past episodes, visit Dr. Anderson's public figure Facebook page. Just search Dr. David Anderson and click like. You can also watch live on YouTube. Just search for Anderson Speaks, all one word, and make sure to subscribe. Join our text community and receive a free weekly textpiration from Dr. Anderson. Just text the word INSPIRE to 97000. That's INSPIRE to 97000. And now, back to Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson.
That's me, Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. It's Wisdom Wednesday. How y'all doing today? The wisdom of saying no. Do you have a hard time saying no to people? How can you create or maintain boundaries? Or maybe you know someone, it could be a spouse or a child, that just has a hard time with this. How can you help them out? What wisdom could be helpful to them? Well, I'm going to give you a few things that'll be helpful. But I also want to take your phone calls and talk you through it, walk you through it, pray you through it. Here are your ideas as well. Here's my phone number. 888-43-BRIDGE. Let's kick the show off with Liza in Washington, D.C. Hello, Liza. How are you today?
Hello, Dr. David.
Did I say your name okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. So what are you thinking today, ma'am?
I'm excited that you brought this topic up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a mother of five children, and I do have difficulty saying no to my oldest daughter.
Why? Do you know why?
I do.
Is it because you feel guilty about something?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What do you feel guilty about?
Raising her, I was a single parent.
Mm-hmm.
So I said no a lot.
Okay. So you feel like by saying yes, you feel like by saying yes that you are balancing all the times you said no when she was younger?
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I say yes because our relationship is broken.
Okay.
And I want a better relationship with her.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. Is there any time that you feel like you're saying yes and you really want to say no?
Yes.
And give me an example, such as...
when she calls and she wants me to do something for her,
mm-hmm.
most times I don't want to do it.
Like what?
it can be going with her shopping.
Okay. So that's one example.
I'll go because it'll be me and her, hoping that we'll have time to talk about us, ways, creative ways to fix our relationship.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good thing to me, Liza, because you're making a choice to say yes because you want to spend time with your daughter. Maybe what you can say next time, if given that example, Mama, I want to go shopping. Will you go with me? You really don't feel like going shopping. But what you say is to your daughter, I really don't feel like going shopping, but I want to spend time with you. So maybe we can even just spend a little time together talking as we're shopping. You know, so that way you at least get out of it what you want, because what feels bad is you go shopping, you come back, and you still didn't spend any time talking or building into the relationship. Make sense?
Makes a lot of sense.
Now, saying no is often about what you want. So if what you want is a relationship with her and she asks you to do something, say yes if you know it's going to get you what you want, which is to build the relationship. But if it's not going to build the relationship, then say no and say why. No, I don't want to do this because I'm tired. But let's do it another time. So you're allowed to say no to her, give her a reason why, and ask for a rain check. I think that would be helpful to you in your relationship with her.
Okay.
All right. May the Lord help you and give you wisdom on this one with your oldest daughter. Okay, Miss Liza?
Thank you so much, Dr. Anderson.
You're welcome, ma'am. God bless you. A lot of times, friends, we say no because we feel guilty. Right. And so that guilt makes us sometimes even do things that, I mean, we don't say no because we feel guilty, and that guilt makes us say yes to things we don't even want to do. But again, if you know what you want, that's going to really help you. But some of the barriers to setting boundaries is the fear of, you know, fear keeps us from setting the boundary because we may want that person to like us. And if we say no to them, like her oldest daughter, then maybe she won't ask me out again. Maybe she won't like me. Maybe she'll bring up what I did in the past. And so therefore, yes, we'll keep all those other negative things away. So that is some of the reasons why sometimes we say yes, even when we should say no, because guilt or fear of rejection is driving us. So getting to the root of that and then getting to what we want is important. So when we say no, we can say why the no is important and say yes to the things that are. My phone number, if you want to talk about today's N-word, okay, yesterday we talked about the bad one. Today, this is not a bad one. This is actually a good one, and that is the word no, the wisdom of saying no. Do you have a hard time saying no to people, and how can you create and maintain boundaries? That's today's topic. My phone number is 888-432-7434. Okay, I'm going to go to Reston, Virginia now and talk to Casey, who's on the line. Hello, Casey. It's Dr. Anderson here. How are you today?
Hello, Dr. Anderson. How are you?
Oh, I'm alive and grateful. Thanks for calling. What are you thinking about?
Yeah, no problem. Well, so you brought this up, and I want to kind of generalize it for everybody because I don't think I'm the only one who struggles with this, but I've been in this rut for a long time now, and I just don't know the answer. But my question is, how do you balance personal growth, you know, whatever that looks like in your life, you know, whether your work whatever your goals are, whatever you're trying to do, and so I guess you're saying yes to yourself and also trying to hear God's will for your life, you know, without saying no to God. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. And so the question is about balancing, saying yes to yourself and realizing that if you're going to grow in God, you need to say yes to him, which may mean saying no to yourself sometimes. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the most general sense.
Yeah. Well, I do think that when we're talking about God, saying no to ourselves is actually what's going to help us to grow, you know, because he says, you know, take up your cross and follow me. Deny yourself. Take up your cross. Follow me. So I think it's in denying ourselves that we actually grow in God and get what we really want. But not with people. When we deny ourselves and try to please other people all the time, it actually doesn't help us grow. It diminishes us and makes us just feel worse. Not true with God, though.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because God has our best interests at heart, so he knows that if you say no to yourself and come to him, he's got something better for you that's going to bring you much greater joy. Humans don't have that ability to say, hey, do what I want you to do, and if you do what I want you to do all the time, guess what? You're going to be a better person. Usually people don't have that kind of power. Now, if you're a child and a parent says that, it's probably true because that parent has that God-like love that only wants what's best for the child. But when we're dealing with human-to-human adult interaction, that's not always the case. It's much more of, I want to do something, and Casey, you want to do something. And so if we want to do something together, great. It's a win-win. But if I say, Casey, I want you to do this, and you're like, yeah, doc, I don't want to do that. That's not good for me. It's not healthy. And I say, yeah, don't worry about it, Casey. Do it with me anyway. If you say no to yourself and yes to me, when we're all done doing whatever I want you to do, you're not going to feel better. You're going to feel worse.
So what would you say about, I guess, an overly guilty conscience where you kind of get lost? That's kind of where I find myself a lot, where I'm like, I don't even know which way to go now.
Yeah.
Anymore.
The only way I know how to deal with a guilty conscience is with truth. That's the only way.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, don't look at guilt as a feeling, okay? Look at it as a fact. Either I am guilty or I'm not guilty. Not do I feel guilty or do I not feel guilty? Because you're going to feel guilty at times you're not guilty, and you're not going to feel guilty at times when you do feel guilty. When you should feel guilty. So don't let the guilt feeling ever drive you. Make it a fact. Is guilt a fact in this case? Right? So I am guilty. What I did was wrong. I am guilty. Therefore, I must repent. And then when I confess it and repent
it,
I am now forgiven. Now, guess what? You can confess, repent, and be forgiven and still feel guilty. But that's why guilt guilty or non-guilty has to be a fact. Because even if I feel guilty after I'm forgiven, that's just the devil messing with me. God already forgave me. I need to move on. But the devil's messing with me.
Well,
so he can get into your feelings and let those feelings of guilt control you. The only way I know how to deal with it is truth. Either I am guilty in this case or I'm not guilty in this case. What does the truth say?
That's really good.
Is that helpful?
And that is very helpful because he does that to me. And what it does is it drives a performance-based kind of mentality, and the grace of God goes away. So when I do mess up, it's like, you know, it's exponentially worse.
Yeah.
And then he'll drive you, me to despair.
Absolutely. Because what his work is to tempt you until you fall and then taunt you after you fall.
Yep.
Right. So it's the tempting and the taunting. And so once you fall into the temptation, whatever it is, maybe you said bad words or did something bad. But then you're like, you confess it. You repent of it. But guess what? He's taunting and taunting and taunting and taunting. And then if he can get you in a place of despair, you're like, you know what? I'm never going to beat this anyway. So let me just keep doing it. See? So he's brilliant at his strategy, but again, the only thing that beats that is truth. So you embrace the truth of God, you embrace the forgiveness and the grace of God, and then you say, I'm not guilty any longer, Satan. So you can be quiet. I'm not guilty. My defense attorney stood up, and I'm good. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
God bless you, my friend.
And that blurs the line. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
you, Dr. Anderson. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-786-2300. 800-786-2300. That's 800-786-2300.
Today, people with disabilities can achieve a better life experience with Able Now, a tax-advantaged savings account specifically designed for people with disabilities. Able Now accounts help eligible individuals save and invest their own money without endangering certain disability benefits. Learn if you or someone you know is eligible for an Able Now account at able-now.com. This message is provided by Able Now, administered by Virginia 529.
HD radio listeners can hear WAVA-FM on 105.1 FM HD1 and hear us on our mobile app and on radio.com.
Don't miss Through the Bible with J. Vernon McGee, Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. right here on WAVA.
Free inspiration and encouragement every morning, noon, and night, sent directly to your inbox. Sign up for free devotionals at crosswalk.com. Crosswalk.com.
We're entering a time of increasing hostility against people of faith, a time when Christians are going to be tested on a moral and physical and financial basis, unlike any other time in our lifetime. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author, evangelical leader, here to remind you that you have to take action to protect and steward what God has given you. For example, record high inflation is going to continue to eat away at the dollar, and the savings of your retirement account is in danger. Fortunately, God does provide a way to protect your retirement. I recommend diversifying your 401k or IRA out of paper and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Now, to see how it works, just text the word FAITH to 989898. That'll give you access to a free info kit on gold IRAs. There are no strings attached, so text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 right now, and I pray your family is blessed with peace of mind because you took action.
Today is an encore presentation of Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. We're not taking your calls today, but thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show.
Welcome to the second half of the program. Best Buy Waterproofing sponsors us, and they would love to come check out your home, make sure everything is copacetic downstairs and on your roof. So they do roofing and they do waterproofing. Check them out at bestbuywaterproofing.com. You can always call them directly and tell them that I sent you. Here is their phone number, 844-980-3707. Did you get it? 844-980-3707. It's Best Buy Waterproofing. Now, today we are talking about that other N-word, not the bad one we talked about yesterday. We already handled that one. This is another N-word that actually is not actually very bad at all. You need to use it. And it's the word no. That's the topic. The wisdom of saying no. Do you have a hard time saying no to people? And how can you create and maintain boundaries so that you can say yes to other things and no to certain things as well? and realize that when you say no, it's not always a bad thing. Don't feel so guilty about it. Sometimes we fear saying no because we think no one's going to like us if we do. We're going to be rejected by friends and peers. And after so many years of saying yes to requests, we feel guilty saying no. It seems easier just to do what other people want. And you don't know how to set boundaries graciously. Well, I'm here to help you with it if you want to talk about it. If you want me to walk you through it, like I did just now with Casey. That was a good call. And Liza, I can do it with you as well. Okay, my number here in the studio is 888-432-7434. I sure hope this is helpful, friends. This is what Wisdom Wednesday is all about. 888-43-BRIDGE. Let's go to Jim. He's in Olney, Maryland. Hey, Jim, it's Dr. Anderson here. How are you?
I ain't fine, doctor. I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, congratulations.
I have a niece that gets herself in situations where she financially needs help. And my thing is, how do I tell her to grow up and pay your way?
How old is she?
She's almost 50.
Oh, my. Yeah, so you probably could have said that 20 years ago. But here's the thing. There are some people who stay in financial need, and they never get the help that they need so that they won't be in financial need. I know I just twisted words there. But we have a benevolence ministry. We give money to try to help people. But what we have found out is giving money is quite different than giving help. And we want to give people help, not just money. And so one of the things you might do with your niece is the next time she says, Uncle, can I get $200 because I got to pay this light bill? Let's just say that as an example. What you say is, niece, why don't you have the money to pay it again? Well, because I didn't get paid and my accounts are messed up, whatever. Okay, great. Give me the bill and I'm going to help you this one time and I'm going to pay that light bill. She says, no, just give me the money. Just give me the money. It's like, nope, I can't do that anymore. I'm willing to give you help, but not necessarily money because you've already proven that you don't know how to spend the money right. Now, whether you say that to her or whether you're just believing that, the strategy is this. You're trying to help. You're not trying to enable. And then what we make people do, I mean, they choose to do it if they want to, but if you want to receive more than a one-time help, then you have to go through counseling to help you learn how to handle your bills. So I'll give you this one time and help you, Nisi, with your phone bill or with your light bill. But after this, I'm not going to help you anymore unless you get financial literacy counseling. And here's a 1-800 number to do it. What do you think about that, Uncle Jim?
Well, I think it's fine, but she's in Atlanta, and we out here in Olney, Maryland. So the thing is, we've actually done that. We've actually given money several times, but as you're saying, after that runs out, after 3 or 4 months, it's another, I need more money for whatever, and you'd be thinking, my God, I can't do that.
Let me tell you one of the other things we have as a boundary, and that is we'll only help you once a year. So then you say, Nisi, we've helped you in 2022 here. And so we're only going to help you once a year because that's a boundary my wife and I have set with regard to we're helping so many people and we're doing so many things with our money that we can help you one time. But after this one time, we can't help you again. Come see us next year. You'd be amazed what that does. And that helps you, too, because you set a boundary. See, you're still trying to be helpful, but you set a boundary. Even if the next time she asks you, you tell her, okay, we'll help you this time, but after this, we can't help you for the rest of the year. That's going to be really helpful for her to know that boundary because she's coming to Uncle Jim every few months because she knows Uncle Jim got money.
Right about that. As you're saying, what you're saying is actually been a repetitive type process, you know. That's why I say about it, once you help somebody, they help her. Every about 3 or 4 months, it goes back to the same cycle, and you be thinking, that's why I needed something. It's good things that you told me, but in terms of just somebody stronger, they say, okay, you need to kind of grow up or whatever,
yeah,
and just start paying your own way.
Well, she already.
I just needed. Some,
yeah, she already knows.
To do that.
Yeah, she already knows she's got to grow up and pay her own way. She's just not doing it, and because she can go from person to person to ask for help. That's actually not helping her. It's hurting her. It's enabling her. But when she knows that Uncle Jim is not going to be there to write a check anymore, but he will be there to help her. If I can help you, I'm going to help you. But giving you money is not helping you, and you've proven that because you're almost 50 years old, and every 3 months you're coming back to Uncle Jim. So what do you need to do in order to get your own money? If you need me to help you, I'll talk you through it. But other than that, I can't. Mom and I can't help you anymore. Auntie and I can't help you anymore. Not this year anyway. Come back and let's talk about it next year, see if you're in a different place. What do you think about that?
That's been quite helpful.
Okay, good. Good. Well, it's good.
Okay.
Thanks for calling for the first time from Olney, Maryland. That's Jim there. Uncle Jim. That's what we call him now. All right, listen, I'm running my break. When I get back, I'm going to catch Miss Jones in Washington, D.C. I have open lines if you want to grab one now. This is the time to get in where you fit in. What's my number? It's 888-432-7434. That's 888-43-BRIDGE.
It's Best Buy Waterproofing and Best Buy Design Build. So, who is this superhero guy flying over the neighborhood looking for leaky basements and leaky roofs to repair? Visit BestBuyWaterproofing.com or call 844-980-3707 24/7 to see what heroic home repair services look like. Basement waterproofing, mold and mildew remediation, structural repair, foundation crack injection, sump pump systems, roofing and gutters, siding and decks. So, you went to BestBuyWaterproofing.com and called 844-980-3707. Who's the real hero now? You are.
Under one roof, from one side to the other. Under one roof, from the inside out.
We've got you covered from top to bottom. At Best Buy, your old house is our business.
Best Buy!
Real Talk listeners, tickets are now sold out for the Michael Jr. Comedy Concert, but you have another opportunity to hear the world-famous comedian and thought leader.
Yeah, I'm most excited, believe it or not, I'm most excited about Sunday when I'll give you a story and we'll lead people to the Lord. And, you know, that's the main deal. The comedy's going to be great. You're always good at that. But what I love about your heart is what's happening on Sunday.
That's right. Join us for services at Bridgeway Community Church on Sunday, February 26th at our Columbia and Owings Mills Reisterstown locations and experience the journey that Michael Jr. will take you on. It'll be a journey from ha-ha to aha. Visit bridgeway.cc for times and directions.
If you live in the Bowie, Greenbelt, Glendale, or Woodmore area, anywhere in that vicinity, guess what? Laser Landscaping LLC wants to make your lawn look beautiful. They will mow your lawn. They'll edge around the outskirts of your lawn. They'll put up plants, whatever you need to make your house pop, they'll do it for you. Give them a call, 240-516-4967. That's 240-516-4967. Ask for the owner, Fidel, and tell him that Dr. Anderson sent you.
Big shout out to Rebecca Rodriguez, to A.D. Davis, who also says online, and I'm talking about folk online right now, he says, I found people pleasing was right in line with having esteem issues in the past. Well, thanks for sharing that as well. And by the way, if someone's looking for a job, A.D. Davis mentions that on my page as well. They have a worker shortage at his company. So you might want to hit him up right there in the conversation on my Facebook page. At Anderson Speaks is my handle right there. Leslie Lightfoot Anderson, hello to you as well. Thanks a lot for tuning in. If you're just joining us, we're talking about saying no and maintaining, creating and maintaining boundaries. When you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. When you say no to something, you're saying yes to something else. But sometimes we just say yes because of fear or because of guilt. One of the first steps in setting boundaries is to know what you want. What do you want? Then you let the other person know in simple terms what it is you want. There's no need to over-explain or apologize for setting the boundary. You're not responsible for their response. Okay, it's important to understand that when you set your boundaries, they're your boundaries, and people can respond to them the way they want to, but it's not your fault. It's, you know, they can choose what they want to do or not do, but you have to set your own boundaries. All right, we're going to go to Ms. Jones. Ms. Jones is in Washington, D.C. Hello, Ms. Jones. Dr. Anderson here. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Dr. Anderson.
Thank you for calling. What are you thinking?
Just want to thank my Father God for allowing me another year of living.
Amen.
And I'm praising him every day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This February the 6th, I turned 70 years old.
Okay, congratulations.
And, hallelujah. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And saying that, my brother's birthday is February the 6th also.
Okay.
But we are a year apart.
Mm-hmm.
A year apart. My two oldest brothers' birthdays are October 28th, a year apart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I have two younger brothers born in March, 2 weeks apart, a year apart.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah.
Did you have a question or a comment about today's topic, or you just want me to say happy birthday during your birthday month? I'll just say happy birthday to you then. I'm so glad that you called. That was me and Mrs. Jones. All right, let me go to Gaithersburg, Maryland, and talk to Shannon, who's on the line. Hello, Miss Shannon. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Silly. That's all. Just silly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, what
I
you
think
thinking?
She was just wanting a happy birthday.
I know. Let's all say happy birthday to her, right?
Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a situation, and I consider myself setting boundaries and saying no. I've a little history. I just started seeing somebody who I've known for 20 years. 20 plus years.
Okay.
And we've been doing this for about 6 months. I'm finding out in the 6 months that he has an alcoholism problem, way bigger than I thought it was. I thought he was a social drinker, you know, beer here and there, but it's much more serious than that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been trying to be supportive and tell him that he might need to go to rehab and, you know, putting my foot down as far as settling.
Right.
But
because you're thinking about marriage?
I care about him. Yes. And we've talked about it. We've met each other's families. But I deeply care about him. I love him. But it's a major problem for me. So how do I say no in a loving way without him feeling attacked or... because I guess in the past people have attacked him and he's very defensive when I bring up the alcoholism.
Now, when you say no to him, what do you mean? Say no to marriage, say no to hanging out, say no to going out because you think he's drunk. What do you mean when you saying no to him?
No, he wants me to parent. I mean, you know, say how much he can drink if he can have a drink this particular day or that particular day.
Oh.
And I don't want to do that.
Understood. So how much does he drink? Like, is it every day with you or
it
without
has
you?
Been.
Okay. But he loves you so much and he wants you so much that he's going to put himself under your care and only drink when you say so. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's how it started. But now I'm noticing that he's drinking outside, you know, of us being together.
Understood.
So I found like bottles in his car and
right. Yeah, that's
you
a,
know, I
yeah.
told him, you know, I can't, it's not my responsibility to parent you as far as, you know, and monitor how much you're drinking. If you say you're only going to drink on the weekends, but then I'm finding bottles in your car during the week, that's a problem.
Yeah. and hiding it instead of being open about it. Has he ever gone to AA?
Right. I don't know if he has or not, but I do know that he's been in rehab before, and he said it doesn't work for him.
Right.
And so I pretty much I don't know if you want to consider it an ultimatum, but I told him, if you don't get help, it's going to end our relationship because I can't. It's stressing me out.
Well, you know what? Now, do you drink as well?
I do not.
Okay. So here's the thing. It's only going to get worse. I mean, I'm not a negative person, but I think I've seen this story too many times as a person who's been in ministry over 30-some years. And the reality is, you're right. I mean, you're right on. Like, I'm cheering. If I had clapping sounds in my radio show, I'd be doing that because you are doing what you're supposed to do. You just set a boundary. You said, no, I'm not going to deal with this anymore. Unless you get help, we're done. And that's the only language that alcoholics hear. Ultimatums, and then you got to go through with it, because you see, unless they hit bottom, they're going to do all they can to shuck and jive, and it's a disease. So it's not like, you know, he's just a bad person, but it's a disease, and it's only going to get worse. Once he marries you, it's only going to get worse, and now he's going to be mad at you. Right now, he's trying to win you. Once he won you, and he's drinking, he's going to treat you differently. I guarantee you. I've seen that movie. So stick to your guns. Don't settle. It's only been 6 months, even though you knew him 20 years. It's only been 6 months. If I were you, and again, you get other counsel, this is just your brother here, from what I can read in my spirit, I'd move on and find somebody else that you actually partner with for the rest of your life. My two cents, okay?
But then he says that I don't care. When I said, you know, I can't do this.
Yep. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. Stay there. Stay there. Hold on.
No point of reference. You spoke to the dark and fleshed out the wonder of life. And as you speak, I heard your billion galaxies are born.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-746-3737. 800-746-3737. 800-746-3737.
In their song, Freebird, Lynyrd Skynyrd keeps repeating the line, "Lord knows I can't change." Hi, this is Lon Solomon, and you know, a lot of us feel that way. That we're just what we are, and we can't change. Ah, but I got great news for you. The Bible says we can change. The Bible says that when we invite Jesus Christ into our life, he begins transforming us from the inside out into an entirely new person. And he deals with these self-destructive things in us and changes them so they're no longer a danger. I don't know about you, but I needed change in my life. And when I asked Christ into my life, I got it. Not a sermon, just a thought.
For more information, check out our website, notasermon.com. That's notasermon.com.
If you are in need of health care and lack insurance, Virginia's free and charitable clinics are here for you. Clinics provide high-quality care to Virginians, regardless of their ability to pay. They put patients at the forefront of care, taking the time necessary to build relationships between their patients and the care team, which leads to improved health. To find a clinic near you, go to freeclinicscare.org. Brought to you by the Virginia Association of Free and Charitable Clinics.
I'd been searching for ways to grow deeper in my faith and strengthen my daily walk, and I found it at crosswalk.com. From Bible study tools to Christian living articles, devotionals, movie reviews, to marriage and finance articles, well, you get the idea. Crosswalk.com also has a great online community of Christians just like me. With everything just a click away, it's like having a trusted friend, teacher, and mentor right here at my desk every day.
Crosswalk.com, the intersection of faith and life.
It's Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. Brenda Lee Best says, I think the caller about the birthdays might have been calling because she was being pulled about buying presents. Being 70, perhaps that is something she can no longer do. Just my take on the caller. Thank you, Miss Brenda. I may have missed that one, so I'm glad that you said that. All right, let me go back to my caller who I had on hold. It was Shannon, I believe. Shannon, we got up against that hard break, but your concern is that that man might feel like you don't care about him, right?
Right. Now, well, that's his response.
Mm-hmm. Do you care about him?
I do.
Okay. So if you walk away and say, this is the ultimatum, let me know when you've been sober for 6 months and then we can talk again. And he says, you don't care about me. Can you walk away knowing in a good with a good conscience that you do care about him?
I could. I didn't think about, like, giving him a time frame, but, yeah, I could. Because I'm at the point, we're both over 50. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, had made a vow to myself not to put myself in anything like this, and here we are.
Yeah, well, you don't have time to waste, girl. You're almost 50. So, I mean, you know.
And I said right.
Yeah, so I'm like, right. You need to move on. You know, as long as you know you care. Don't let the guilt of somebody saying you just don't care. Say, okay, that's what you're saying. I know that I do, and that's why I'm doing this. But that has nothing to do with our future together. Our future together has to be a sober one. When you get that down, come back and see me. But other than that, I'll be dating other people, and let's see what God says. I mean, I would be like that. I mean, again, I'm saying it in such a way without any feeling, and I'm sure you have a lot of feeling invested into this, but the bottom line is the same, no matter how you say it, because otherwise you're going to be here a year from now, 51, 52, 53, still wondering, should I marry this guy who's a nice guy? But I'm telling you, it only gets worse unless he gets sober.
Yeah. And I said, you know, him being a Christian, I reminded him, like, you don't think God can heal you from this addiction, because he says that rehab doesn't work and his dad lived till he was 85 and he drank and it was no problem, whatever. And I'm just like, you know, you're saying that rehab doesn't work, but we serve a God that does heal. Like,
yeah, but he has to take that step. But here's the question. Do you not like him when he's drunk? Is he a different person?
I'm noticing he's aggressive.
Okay, there you go.
Not in a major way, but he's just argumentative and a little aggressive compared to when he's not drinking.
Yeah, so see, you have all the signs that says bye-bye. And you can't be a rescuer. You can't be a savior. And you're not 30 right now.
Right.
So, you know, again, I'm not telling you to walk away from this dude forever, but I am saying you're not 30.
Take a step back.
You've seen the signs.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say take a step back. I'd say take a step forward, over and forward, over away from him.
Okay.
He gets sober and forward with your life to meet other people. Now, if he comes back six months from now and he's sober and you can tell he's sober, then guess what? He really wanted you. He really wanted to be sober.
Okay.
He really wanted God. He really wanted this. But if 6 months from now he's still the same guy, thank God you didn't lose 6 months, because you need to be dating. Right. You need to make yourself available.
Yeah.
You do not need to be locked down for another 6 months while he's still figuring out whether the vodka bottle's in his trunk or under his pillow.
Right. Right. You're absolutely right.
So So I hope that's helpful to you. Okay. God bless you, my sister.
It was. Thank you so much, Dr. Anderson.
You got it. And Lord, this is why we pray for wisdom. We need it. And we thank you, God, that you give it to us. And I pray for my sister that you would give her the strength and the peace and the right words to say. And we pray for him, Lord, that he would be sober as well. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.